This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. As only 2 days are left for campaigning to end for first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand, leaders of all political parties are going full throttle, leaving no stone unturned to woo the voters. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has a hectic canvassing schedule in the state today. Addressing the Vijay Sankalp Abhiyan in Chandan Kyari Assembly constituency in Bokaro this afternoon, Prime Minister Modi said BJP has always taken care of interests and welfare of tribal people. He said the aspirations of self-respect of tribal brothers and sisters have always been paramount for the party. Mr. Modi said, in the last 10 years, our government has given more than 3 lakh crore rupees, which is 4 times more than the Congress. Criticizing the JMM government, Mr. Modi said that the Soren government has looted Jharkhand while we want to provide facilities like education, housing, employment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a public meeting in Gumla. Mr. Modi will also hold a 3-kilometer-long roadshow in Ranchi in the evening and will hold a roadshow from OTC ground to Rathu Road crossing in Ranchi. Barricading has been done on both sides of Rathu Road for the roadshow. The roadshow will last for about 1 hour and 30 minutes. More than 40,000 security personnel have been deployed to handle the security arrangements in the roadshow. The Prime Minister's rallies and roadshows are likely to impact about 24 seats of the state. This is the Prime Minister's second visit for campaign in the Jharkhand Assembly elections. Senior JJM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren alleged misuse of central agency against him. Addressing election meeting at Ranchi, Mr. Soren said people are watching all activities and they will give befitted reply to BJP in elections. Refuting charges of Hemant Soren, Jharkhand BJP Chief Babulal Marandi said central agency is doing its duty. Mr. Soren also addressed rallies at Tamar and Khijri, where senior RJD leader Tejaswi Yadav will hold a rally at Hunter Ganj in Chhatra. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav will hold 3 election meetings at Sarath, Deogar and Porayahad. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will address election meetings at Ichghar, Tamar and Kharsawan. BJP's Jharkhand election co-in-charge Hemant Biswa Sarma will address public meetings at Chhatra and Latihar. Leaders of the AJSU and left parties will hold election rallies in different parts of Jharkhand. Elections to the 81-member Legislative Assembly will be held in 2 phases on the 13th and 20th of this month. Counting will take place on the 23rd of November along with Maharashtra Assembly elections. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah today launched party's manifesto Sankalp Patra in Mumbai for the upcoming assembly elections in Maharashtra. In the manifesto, the BJP has promised irrigation projects, river water diversion and directing excess monsoon water for a drought-free Maharashtra. The party has also promised to create 1 crore jobs over next 5 years, women empowerment, affordable housing, harnessing solar energy for agriculture and clean water. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah said BJP's Sankalp Patra reflects the aspirations of the people of the state. Union Minister Piyush Goyal, Deputy Chief Minister of Maharashtra Devendra Phadnavis, Maharashtra BJP President Chandrasekhar Bavankule, Ashish Sailor and others were present at the launch of the manifesto. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge released the manifesto in the presence of NCP SP leader Supriya Sule, Shiv Sena UBT leader Sanjay Raut and other prominent leaders of the Mahavikas Aghadi coalition in Mumbai. The MVA has promised 3,000 per month for women, monthly assistance of up to 4,000 rupees per month for unemployed educated youth, debt waiver for farmers up to 3 lakh rupees and an incentive of 50,000 rupees for regular loan repayment, recruitment drive for 2.5 lakh positions in the state government, among others. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Kharge said the upcoming election is going to change the future of the country. In Jammu and Kashmir, 2 joint anti-terrorist operations are underway in Jabarwan Forest area of Srinagar district and Sopor area in North Kashmir's Baramulla district. Kashmir Zone Police security forces in Jabarwan area on the Srinagar outskirts this morning. There are no reports of any casualties in this area so far. Army's Chinar Corps spokesperson confirmed the killing of an unidentified terrorist yesterday in the ongoing Baramulla Anti-Terrorist Act. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.